You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Wednesday. And it's going to be an enormous show on this Wednesday. We are going to talk about how you create the world of make-believe that we've referenced the past 2 days on the show, because this Trump as Hitler story is just perfect. It's a perfect example. We'll learn a little lesson about how they create that world here in a moment. We have Selena Zito coming up 30 minutes or so from now. I guess it probably is exactly 30 minutes. There's an exact time since it's radio. Selena's coming up. We are going to talk about them weaponizing government, how they justify it. We have voicemails, lots of them. We have emails. We have killer whales. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to first begin here. We've talked before, I'm not going to do a history lesson, don't get your hopes up, but we've talked before about the island of Saipan in World War II. This will come back to the Trump stuff for today, so just stay with me. Saipan battle, U.S. we're marching across the Pacific, and we end up in the Marianas Islands, and we end up in an island called Saipan. We fight through Saipan. We get clear to the north side of the island. We've essentially trapped the Japanese on the north side of the island. We haven't captured them yet, but the ones we haven't killed, the ones who are still alive, they're on the north side of the island. But this is really one of the first places where we encountered Japanese civilians. For the most part, we'd been fighting in these places, Guadalcanal and places like that, and it was just Japanese troops. You see a Japanese person, you shoot him. He's in the army, right? But finally, we got in to the civilian population. And that was very, very difficult for Americans. And you can feel proud about this. Because our country, because Western civilization is so good and so decent and believes in human rights and believes in, you know, protecting women and children, it was so hard for our troops to fight in and amongst civilians. They didn't want women and kids being hurt. If you ever watch anything or read anything about veterans when they come home, very, very rarely do you read something about, I was so sad I killed this Japanese soldier. You'll hear that, but that's rare. So often, though, it was, oh, this woman got killed because they were using her as a human shield. It just gutted our guys. So we fight through Saipan, and we get clear to the north side of the island. We did everything we could do to protect the civilians while we were there. Come to safety. We would drop leaflets. We won't harm you. And there was a ton of experience Americans had where they did get a hold of some Japanese civilians and they brought them in and they cared for the medical care, you know, just taking care of them the way you would want American troops to act. Kill the enemy, take care of the innocents. That's how you would want. That's what you would want. It's what I would want. But we get up to the north part of the island in an area, not to give it away for those who don't know, that is now known as the Suicide Cliffs. What happened there? Well, what happened there was horrible. Horrible in a way I can't even really put into words. You see, I love my children. If you have children, you love them. You love them. You would die for them without hesitation. It's not like it would be any decision making. But Japanese troops were on those cliffs, and Japanese civilians were on those cliffs. And as our troops approached, the civilians began to jump off the cliffs into the rocks and sometimes into the water below. But they were really trying to kill themselves jumping into the rocks. And not only would they jump into the rocks, they would throw their children off the cliff into the rocks. Unimaginable, right? Terrible. Horrible. How could someone do that? How could someone? There are stories. We're not talking about one kid either. Not that that's okay, but families with 3-4 kids and mom and dad are just on the cliff like they're loading firewood in the back of a pickup, like I used to do with my old man. Just grabbing them and chucking them. Grabbing them and chucking them. Grabbing them and chucking them. Your children. How could anybody in any culture, how could you do that? Well, that goes to how conditioned we human beings can be, how susceptible we are, you are, I am, we all are, to conditioning. You see, those Japanese people throwing their children off the cliffs, they actually weren't throwing their children off the cliffs because they hated them or wanted them to die. In a weird, twisted, demonic way, they were throwing their children off the cliffs because they loved them. Wait, what? That doesn't make any sense. Well, it does when you understand the Japanese government at that time was deeply evil. Evil, demonic, racist, as evil as a government can get. That's how evil the Japanese government was. And the government, practically beat into the civilian population of Saipan and on the mainland, but we'll just focus on Saipan, that the Marines and Army troops who were there, that if they got a hold of them, they would do unspeakably terrible things to them. The women and the children, you can use your imagination. There are children listening. I know this is already heavy enough, but the Japanese government, knowing it was a lie, knowing how kind American troops were. In fact, in inside circles in the Japanese government, they laughed at us for how, quote, weak our troops were. They thought it made us weak that we were kind to women and children. So the government not only told the civilians that American troops would do horrible things to the women and horrible things to the kids, not only did they tell the civilians that, the government knew it was a lie. They knew it was a lie, but they told them that anyway over and over and over and over again. So if you're a Japanese mother, if you're a Japanese father, and you're looking at your 6-year-old daughter, and you have a choice between throwing her down to the rocks or letting these horrible Americans get their hands on her, believe it or not, you can talk yourself into throwing her off as being an act of love. If you allow yourself to be conditioned and twisted to that level, you can do unspeakable evil. If you are listening to the wrong people, How could somebody in Butler, Pennsylvania, possibly think he's the good guy crawling onto a rooftop and blowing off someone's head in the crowd and trying to blow off Donald Trump's head? And he died when a high-powered rifle round rearranged his face for him. He died thinking he's the good guy. The guy at the golf course down in Florida. I was going to name him. I almost named him. I don't like to do that. The guy in the golf course who tried to murder Donald Trump down in Florida. Go read his manifesto. Read his writings. Read how he talked. Read what his son said afterwards. He was sitting there on a golf course with a high-powered rifle ready to blow off Donald Trump's head. Donald Trump is just a Republican nominee for president. He's a father. He's a grandfather. He's a husband. A little rough around the edges. Certainly not some fascist type. How could you possibly, in your mind, justify murdering him on the golf course? How do these things keep happening? Why do we have a Breitbart News article with 395 acts of violence committed against Republicans by Democrats in this country in Trump's first 4 years alone? How does this keep happening? How are these people so violent, so rabid? Why are they murdering, assaulting, vandalizing? Why do you firebomb a pro-life pregnancy center and go home that night to your boyfriend thinking you're the good guy? How can that happen? Well, what happened today, what Kamala Harris did today, is a bright, shining example of how that happened. And I'll play it for you. We'll talk about it in just a moment. Before we get there, let's talk about starting out your day the right way. I've told you about Chalk's male vitality stacks and female vitality stacks before. You know about that. Let's set that aside for a moment. I want to talk about chocolate powder. You know, you don't have to have a wife make you a superfood smoothie every morning like mine does. She gave me another one today, packed full of chocolate powder. You don't need that for chocolate powder. It's just a benefit if you have it. A glass of water, a glass of milk, whatever you prefer to mix it in. You know you will feel it the rest of the day when you starting your day with vitamins and minerals and everything you need. Start your day with chocolate powder and you will see and feel a difference. Start looking into the natural herbal supplements at Chalk, the hardcore anti-communists at Chalk. Find out what they can do for your life. It'll make your life better. Not trying to make you healthier, trying to make your life better. It's made my life better. And they have huge discounts on subscriptions during Chalktober, and they're handing out freebies because it's Chalktober. CHOQ.com. Use the promo code Jesse, or you can call them, text them if you have questions. 50-CHUCK-3000. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave a voicemail, 877-377-4373. Yes, I am reading every single one of your emails. I should note that you are sending in with your prayers and condolences and all those things about my father. I wanted to acknowledge you very much. They are very much appreciated. Full disclosure, I decided I have to stop reading them before the show. That's how much they mean to me. So I set them aside. Well, Jewish producer Chris sets them aside, and I take them home at night, and I sit down when I'm all done and when the house gets quiet, and I sit down and I read them. So I'm not asking you to send more. Please don't think I'm asking you for more, but whatever you do, but thank you is all I was trying to say. Thank you. All right, enough of that. Back to what we were talking about. People can be conditioned to believe insane things, and then they'll act in insane ways. If you listen to the wrong people, watch the wrong things, it can warp you and turn you into a monster. I brought up Saipan, but I could have brought up a million different instances of this throughout human history of human beings being turned into monsters because they listened to the wrong things. So Dome announces today, it was very odd. I wasn't sure what to make of it. There was an announcement that there was going to be a Dome presser. She was going to make a speech, only not as a campaign thing. Officially, as the vice president, she was going to make a campaign speech. Now, if you're doing official things, remember, those things should be separate by the law. They're supposed to be separate. She's not actually allowed to campaign from the vice president's residence. You know, if you, what's a good example of this? Congress. You know how you had to go, or I talked to you about running for Congress, and I would try to get the endorsement of people who were in Congress? I actually couldn't meet them in the Capitol on government grounds to talk about my campaign. That's illegal. So we would have to meet in a restaurant so he's not acting in his official office or in his official capacity. That's how separate those things are supposed to be. But Harris calls this emergency presser today, and well, here's how it went.
So yesterday we learned that Donald Trump's former chief of staff, John Kelly, a retired four-star general, confirmed that while Donald Trump was president, he said he wanted generals like Adolf Hitler had. Donald Trump said that because he does not want a military that is loyal to the United States Constitution. He wants a military that is loyal to him. He wants a military who will be loyal to him personally.
I'm going to pause on this. Sorry, history nerd Jesse just can't quite let this go. Adolf Hitler had great generals and they hated him because they were the German military machine was built in World War One, not Nazis. They were just really, really accomplished, really awesome generals. And then this dirtball named Hitler took over and he used the very accomplished generals. They hated him. They called him the corporal. They thought he was an idiot, but actually Hitler had very good generals. We'll set that aside for a moment. She goes on to talk about this.
It is deeply troubling and incredibly dangerous that Donald Trump would invoke Adolf Hitler, the man who is responsible for the deaths of 6 million Jews and hundreds of thousands of Americans. All of this is...
It's kind of hilarious that he also killed 20 million Russians and they never get a mention.
It's further evidence for the American people of who Donald Trump really is. This is a window into who Donald Trump really is. From the people who know him best. From the people who worked with him side by side in the Oval Office and in the Situation Room.
Of course, Corinne Diversity Hire jumped on it.
And I can't believe I even have to say this, but our nation's veterans... are heroes. They are heroes. They're not losers or suckers. They are heroes. And to be praising Adolf Hitler is dangerous and it's also disgusting.
So just to be clear, when you said we do agree, President Biden believes that Donald Trump is a fascist.
I mean, yes, we've said, he said himself. The former president has said he is going.
How did this happen? Well, this is how this worldview gets piped into the eyes and ears of Democrats across the country who believe they're fighting Hitler. It was all made up. John Kelly, his former chief of staff, we really are supposed to believe he sat on this information for 4 years. He then gave it to The Atlantic, the disgusting communist rag who was purchased, of course, by an American communist woman, the author of All Evil in Western Civilization. The Atlantic publicizes a piece on it. It then gets treated as official truth. The vice president of the United States of America calls a press conference, stands at a podium at the vice president's residence, and talks about Donald Trump and his love of Adolf Hitler. How in the world can American Democrats assault and murder and vandalize so many people in this country? They have been conditioned by the evil Democrat elites of this nation to think they are the good guys fighting against evil. And they believe it all the way. That's how that happens. All right, we'll step away from this. Let's talk a little politics. Is Trump winning? Is Dome winning? I don't know. Let's talk to Selena Zito about that next. Before we talk to Selena Zito, Let's talk about the pain in your life, the physical pain. It sucks, doesn't it? I'm not talking about stubbing your toe. You close your finger in the door. That hurts. It hurts bad. It's that daily nagging pain. It's right in the middle of your back. You ever get that? I've had that. Or in the lower back. My lower back used to be a mess where every time you stand up or wash the dishes or bend over, it's, you ever do that thing? It's awful. Have you tried Relief Factor for the pain in your life? Muscle pain, joint pain, back pain. Your body's trying to fight that inflammation. It just needs a little help. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free. You take it every day. It's a daily supplement. And you will watch that pain fade away and your life will be better. 3 weeks. That's all I'm asking. Try it for 3 weeks. They sell three-week kits for $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com and give it a try. Or call them 1-800-4-RELIEF. Selena Zito, next.
Feeling a little stocky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
The word on the street then was, he's too country for pop. But then once I got to country, it was, he's too pop for country. So I kind of never really had a place to fit in, but that's exactly how and why I fit. I just embraced that. Like, yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I would ask if Selena forgot to pick or neglected to pick her intro song, but knowing Selena Zito as well as I do, I have no doubt in my mind that she picked that song on purpose. So joining me now, you already know her, you love her. She's the one who travels the Rust Belt states, talks to normal people, gets outside of our bubble that we live in. Selena Zito. Selena, that song, it's just so you.
It is. And also Groundhog Day. Doesn't it make you think of the song, the movie
it
Groundhog
does.
Day?
It does. That and that song by Sonny and Cher. Chris plays it all the time. Yeah. Every time, it's the only movie I can think of.
Yep.
Okay. No. Let's deal with electoral politics here, because I look at this trend and that trend, Selena. I see early voting. I see the ads Democrat candidates are running in states like Pennsylvania. Bob Casey running ads, really aligning himself with Donald Trump. And I say to myself, surely this isn't going to be a red wave, but it might, right? What are you hearing on the ground?
Obviously the polls show that it's very tight. However, I would argue that if the election were held today, Trump would win Pennsylvania for sure. And if he's winning Pennsylvania, it's more than likely that he is also winning Wisconsin and Michigan and North Carolina, because Pennsylvania is just a scooch more Democratic than those states. And that's and Georgia as well. And that's basically where we are right now. I believe that Trump has a ceiling. He's only going to get so high. However, Harris has proven to be what you would call a generic Democrat. And she is performing that way. And she's not winning over the right amount of the New Deal coalition that the Democrats shed in 2016, got back a little bit in 2020, but she has not been able to win them back over and keep them, hold on to them. And they have moved back into the Republican Party, which is basically their party right now.
Okay, Selena, let's pause on actually this race briefly for a moment, because I want to focus on that Democrat coalition. We always talk about the Republican, the Trump coalition. Why did they lose it in 16? Why did they get it back in 2020? And why are they losing it again? Again, it's me, very partisan Jesse. I don't pretend otherwise. They're all the same bunch of dirty commies to me. But obviously, the country sees something different. Explain that to me.
So we have to go back in time a little bit before 2016. In 2008, Barack Obama kept the coalition, the New Deal coalition, together with the Ascendant coalition, which is minorities, elites, college-educated elites, and women. He kept the New Deal Democrats with them. He ran an aspirational campaign. Whether you liked it or not, hope and change worked.
Mm-hmm.
By 2012, when he ran again, he decided he was going to reshape the party in his image. And I don't mean by race, but by his world views. So it was more about internationalism and social justice and a much further left ideological bent. He made the calculation, correctly so, that he could still win without the New Deal coalition, just needed a little bit of them. So Pennsylvania in specific, he won by 11 percentage points in 2008 in Pennsylvania. He lost 300,000 voters in 2012 in Pennsylvania and still won. He only won by 4 percentage points. But those 300,000 voters didn't go to Mitt Romney. They just stayed home. So in 2016, these voters saw in Trump someone who was not really Republican, not really Democrat. He was the bull in the china shop, and they liked that he was breaking things because the system didn't work for them anymore. Their party had left them. The Republican Party was unsure of them. And that's what happened in 2016. 2020, the problem for Trump was he has always been a fighter, right? That is the perception of him, and that is also the way he goes at things. Unfortunately, you cannot go toe-to-toe with a virus. It won't fight back. And so some of these ancestral New Deal Democrats went back to Biden. But they were only just staying there because COVID had made this American politics had made Biden the fluke, I would argue, and not Trump. And so now we're in 2024, and that is why the problem for Harris is that she has never had to win over a moderate Democrat or a independent or a moderate Republican electorally, because in California, you just win Democrats. That's all you have to go for. In fact, she ran against a fellow Democrat. And so now she is put in this place where she needs to win these persuadable voters over, and she has not been able to seal the deal.
Okay. Again, we're speaking with Selena Zito, one of the great journalists in the country. SelenaZito.com. Sign up for her newsletter. It is really good. Selena, why has she not been able to win them over? Again, you ask me, and I'm going to tell you she's a moron and all kinds of other things, but that's partisan me. What is it about her that grades on them? Is it that she sounds stupid? And she does. Is it her generally horrific personality? What is it?
She doesn't share their values. She cannot authentically communicate to them that she feels their pain because she doesn't share their values. Now, one could argue, well, what's a billionaire Trump have to, you know, how does he share their values? Because he respects and sees them. You have to remember that Trump was an outer borough real estate developer. The elite looked down on him of New York. I mean, if you ever saw the movie The Age of Innocence, the Scorsese movie, that elite New York world is still very much intact, and they don't like new money. And they always look down on him. So he got along better with the guys and girls that worked on his construction site. He related to them more because he saw them trying to carve out the American dream in the exact same way that he was, only obviously he had more money.
Ah, okay. All right. Again, we're speaking with Selena Zito here. All right. Now, you mentioned Trump has... I may keep you for another segment, if that's okay. I should have asked you before. And is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. But before we get to that, you mentioned Trump has a hard ceiling. Is that policy-driven or personality-driven? Why don't we ever see 55% anymore? It doesn't seem like we'll ever see that again anyway. What is his ceiling? Why?
Well, we are divided. However, his personality, and coupled with how much my profession has demonized him, makes it harder for him to get a higher ceiling. Does that make sense?
Like, it does.
In part, you know, that's his personality. Could he moderate it? Sure. Will he? No, I don't think so. But you know, I understand that this is who he is. This is who he's always been. He's been very successful at being this, and he's not likely to change. It is very much what I said in 2016. People that support him take him seriously, but they don't take everything that he says literally, because half of their experience with Donald Trump was him as an entertainer. However, my profession takes everything that he says literally, and they do not take him seriously as a presidential candidate.
We're going to go to break real quick, and we're going to come back. I have questions for Selena Zito about the realignment of the parties. She just talked about that, but is this permanent? Are they going this direction? What does that mean for the country? We'll be back with Selena. Hang on.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Good call, Chris. Every now and then, Chris pulls out something good. It's about once a year, but every now and then he'll do it. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373. Back with Selena Zito. Okay, Selena, you brought up the New Deal Democrats, and you were talking about the coalition Obama held together and then created a new one, and now we have Trump. That definitely, it's much more of a nationalist, populist kind of a coalition against, definitely different than the Bush-era Republicanism. My question is, are both parties realigning? Because that's what I have argued. It looks apparent to me they're realigning. Where they'll land, I don't know, but they are changing. Am I crazy?
No, you're not crazy. I mean, parties are sort of like tectonic plates, right? They move slowly and slowly every 4 years. And then all of a sudden you turn around and look and say, well, wait, I think I belong over there. I don't belong over here. And so today's Republican Party, it used to be that the sort of country club free traders were in the driver's seat, and the working class was in the back, and there wasn't a lot of them. And the C-suite was people were right in the middle. Well, today the working class is in the driver's seat. The C-suite is still in the middle, and they're kind of happy being right there. And now that the free traders and the country club are in the back of the bus, they're not driving who the party is. They're all in there, but it's just who is driving the coalition at the moment. The Democratic Party has shed its working class. And is now focused on blacks, women, and college-educated elites, and they've lobbed off some of the Wall Street types, but you know those are the ones that tend to just live in liberal enclaves. Where you live matters. County, what county you live in is matters. So you could be a successful businessman and live in Westmoreland County, Pennsylvania, go to the same school as your friend that lives in Manhattan, have the exact same education, and vote very differently because we vote we sort of self-sort, and we start to vote away around the communities that we live in. That's what the challenge right now is for Democrats, is they have always sorted a working class from white working class, black working class, and Hispanic working class. Well, the black, white, and Hispanic working class are not divided by race. That is starting to blur. They are more voting shoulder to shoulder rather than differently.
Now that makes a lot of sense. And a lot of those race lines, in fact, I was talking about this last night, a lot of those race lines really crystallized under Obama in ways they hadn't before him, and it sounds like it's fading since. It sounds like he really stoked a lot of racial division that really wasn't there before he got there and is fading after he left. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's absolutely fair. He did not stoke race division in 2008, but man, by 2010 and going into 2012, he was all up in that. I mean, that was that was a thing, and it just never stopped continuing within the Democratic Party. That is also why a lot of people left the Democratic Party, because they didn't like being divided by their friends by race. They didn't see their friends that were a different race, and they didn't see them as other. They saw them as their friends, and the Democratic Party tried to divide them and make everybody an other.
Ah, yeah, that's the old friend-enemy distinction we've been talking about a lot. Selena Zito, you can sign up and should sign up for her newsletter at selenazito.com. She is the best. You'll be smarter than all of your friends. Selena, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Jesse. Bye-bye.
Don't you want Selena to make you a meal? What, Chris? Are you not allowed to say that? Is that insensitive? Yes, she's Italian. Okay, look. What do you mean it's pig and pasta? They make beef too, Chris. It's not all, you know, it's not all about you people, Chris. All right, the rest of us can enjoy some food. They make incredible beef. Veal. You don't eat veal? What's what? You've never had it? What do you mean you don't like it? You don't like tender beef? Corey, talk to him. Who doesn't like veal? You don't, spaghetti? Like a spaghetti with meat sauce? Who doesn't like that? I'll tell you, I had this, I found this Italian place recently, and I knew we were going to be good friends, me and this Italian place, when I saw they had a spicy prosciutto pasta. Chris, is prosciutto pork? You can't eat prosciutto, right? Well, I'm sure they can do it kosher, which would be not as good, but oh, it's so good. Prosciutto is so good. Maybe they'll do like a spicy matzo ball pasta or something like that for you. What, Chris? I don't know all the rules, but you don't like Italian food? You know what that is, Chris? Jealousy. because your food sucks. Look, let's be honest, bud. It's not good. All right. We all like a bagel. We all will walk into a Jewish deli in New York and we'll all eat a bagel. And with all due respect to God's chosen people, you really, really, really make some awful food, man. It's bad. It's really bad. I remember when we were in Israel, remember when they shut everything down for, what was it called? Was it the Sabbath? I forget what it was. They shut it down. Shabbat. That's right. I knew I'd get it eventually. They shut everything down for Shabbat and we were left with nothing but just the most basic Jewish cuisine. And I think I lost 10 pounds. I did. I couldn't eat. I went on a hunger strike against you. I want you to know I was rooting against you specifically. I blamed you the entire time. I was so, so hungry. Anyway, we have another hour. We have two more hours. All kinds of stuff still to come. We have Daniel Turner. Great things coming still on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Hang on.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.